All right, Garrett Marchbanks, your second dose of SMX. You heard last year on a 450. Today probably didn't go the way you wanted to, but what'd you think?
Definitely a lot better than the last two rounds of outdoors. So
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, after bumping my head a little bit at Ironman, yeah, it was a good building block. I mean, I feel like the speed was super good Moto 2. Obviously, my starts kind of killed me in that one. First one, I had like a solid start, but I slid super hard over the roller and got way back. And then the second moto felt good, had a solid jump, tried to tuck it inside, and I was like, oh, I've got a wheel. And then spun pretty hard and about tipped it over again. I'm like, gosh, damn it. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, like you were at the early, both races at the back working forward early.
Yeah. I mean, starts have been good at the crash track. I've put a lot of good starts in. I mean, even at Indy, the one moto I did do, I was top five on this first start. But no, I do feel like my starts are better. I just need to execute a little better. I always struggle with those little drop off starts, but. Anyhow, no, moto was good, went 9.9, endurance is good, speed's good. I just need to, you know, like I always say, just get a better start, and I feel like I could be a top five guy easy.
This doesn't really apply to you, but I'm going to ask you in general sense. Deeks hucking that quad, I feel like you got other guys could have aired it up. I only saw him do it. Maybe Jordan did it in practice, but, like, what was the general consensus from, I mean, you can jump anything, right? You're one of those guys. So what was the thing with, what was the deal with that thing that made it so hard?
I did it in qualifying.
Okay.
I did it in the second one about four or five times.
Yep.
And then I did it actually in Moto 1 once. But,
okay, so look at me not paying attention. But, yeah, so talk about, like, not doing it more.
I don't know. It was just weird. Like, it was kind of sketchy because a lot of guys were going, if you weren't in the front, like, mm-hmm. doing that line next to all those dudes that might not do the over-over 3-3, mm-hmm. it would be scary to, like, if someone doesn't do that rhythm, you're going to land on them.
Sure.
And I don't know. I just didn't really feel comfortable doing it every time. I wish I did. I don't know. I think it might be just a lack of experience on the bike. I was just like getting comfortable with the chassis again, you know, like on Supercross. And I don't think it's a power thing at all. I think it was just more me just needed to execute it a little better. But besides that, I think I could have done it, but I didn't. But I feel like I was really consistent on the 3-3. That's where I made a lot of my passes the second moto. I probably passed like six guys there. But no, I think I just need to get it executed a little faster in the first qualifying session. We'll be good.
Okay, SMX overall as a format, as a races, as these hybrid tracks, where are you at with it?
It's hard. The tracks aren't the greatest on passing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really start like.
Yeah, it's pretty start dependent.
You dependent, that's the word, yeah. And I mean, obviously, I'm not the greatest starter, but I don't mind outdoors because of that. Like, there are some tracks where you're like, oh, sick, like Unadilla. Like, yeah. I was able to pass a lot of guys from 15th into 5th.
Uh-huh.
And then you got some tracks that are just so one line, and I hate that. Like, you're just like, man, I want a deep rutted track. And I mean, if you're going to build a hybrid track, I want the outdoor side of things rutted and gnarly.
Yeah,
and then
shit out of it or something.
Yeah, like, just rip it deep. And then if it's going to be supercross, build some legit stuff. The where it's going to be technical, so you actually get guys that separate it. And I feel like this stuff is, it's like a good amateur track. Like, you're just, like, whoever wants to send the living crap out of it the most, it's like, you're going to win that day. And, like, that was one thing I was having a hard time with in qualifying, was just learning to send it and, like, trust the suspension things. And I think once I got in the race speed, that was where I finally found a groove and was like, oh, I can launch things on this bike and do certain things that I couldn't before. So, yeah, no, I think just for me, I don't know. Wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it's been one of the better SMX races.
A lot of passes for you today. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. Cool.